This is the first tape, side two in five-string banjo styles. And I think before we get on to anything else, let's try another song with the same strum as we did on the other side, or the same series of picking patterns. And once again, remember we've got the thumb and pinch. And we've got the hammer-on. And we've got the alternating thumb and index. And we mix all those up to get a old-time mountain style. And let's take a song that goes a little bit faster than the last one we did. This is a song called Little Birdie, which I learned from a friend of mine who lives over in Belgium by the name of Daryl Adams. I'm not sure this is exactly the way he plays it, but he sings the song really well. And this one, as I say, goes faster than the other one, so if you don't feel you can keep up with me on this, it means you still need practice with your right hand. Well, here we go, Little Birdie. Little Birdie, little birdie, what makes you fly so high? It's because I've got a true little love, and I'm not afraid to die. Well, I'd rather be in some dark holler, the sun don't ever shine, and to see you with another, and to know you'd never be mine. Little birdie, come sing me your song. I've a short time to be here with you, and a long time to be gone. Well, you can hear how that style, as simple as it is, can really get into a rollicking rhythm like that. You can really do some good picking. Now, I mentioned earlier that this kind of style lends itself very well to melody playing. And if you've never played melody on the banjo or on guitar, it usually sounds a lot harder than it is. Especially on the banjo, it seems like the notes just fall into place for melody picking. For instance, if I just played some of those right-hand patterns that we've been doing and just vary the strings that my thumb is picking, you'll hear that you almost hear melodies already. I'll do some hammer-ons too, and maybe it'll give you some idea. I'm just going to play the G and the D7th. Exactly what I did there, but it did sound like any number of snatches from songs, and all I was doing was playing the right-hand stuff that we've been doing up till now, and fretting the G and the D7th, and just picking out second string, third string, hammering on the fourth string, sometimes hammering on the third string, and you hear how the melodies just start to come out. Now, let me give you an example by playing one of my favorite songs in this old-time mountain tradition. It's a long, sad, tragic ballad called Willie Moore. And I'd like to do that for you. And as I do it, as a lot of the old-time mountain players do, I'm going to pick out certain melody notes with the singing, as opposed to just accompaniment notes. And then I'll play the melody as an instrumental break, and you'll hear how it all sounds together.
Willie Moore was a king, his age 21. He courted a damsel fair. or eyes were as bright as the diamonds in the night, and raven black was her hair. He courted her both night and day, to marry they did agree. When they came to get her parents' consent, they said it could never be. She threw herself in Willie Moore's arms, as oft times had done before. But little did he think, when they parted that night, sweet Anne he would see.
Probably heard me picking the melody notes, and I'm just going to go over a little bit of how I did it and let you figure it out by ear as much as possible, although I will send along the tablature for it with you. You don't have to follow the tablature exactly. If you feel like changing some notes here or there, go right ahead. That's the folk process. Now, one thing that I did that was a little bit different in this song was, instead of playing the D7th, I played a D. And if you look at the chord diagram there, you'll see that one way of playing the D chord is, what I do is I just play the D7th, but I change the second string note by using my pinky, or you can use your third finger if you prefer, by playing the third string, the second string third fret, which gives you kind of an open-sounding D chord. And the reason that I play the D instead of the D7 is because the melody note goes up to that D. Willie Moore was a king. That note. So I use that that position of the chord, and it gives a nice feeling to it anyway. Now, a lot of times you'll be playing these melody notes, and you won't have time for a full strum, or all you'll have time for is to get a little extra note in by playing your first string drone with your index finger of your right hand, That's the open first string. So you might have noticed that it was going. And you might try that just by playing thumb, index, and then fretting with your left hand some of the notes that you'll need. Okay, I'm going to play the melody of this very slowly for you so you can hear how it sounds, and try to follow along with me. Here we go now. There's that D, G, hammer on, D, now, I hope you could hear the way I use those hammer-ons to embellish the melody a little bit. It wasn't the straight melody, but it was added to a little bit by the use of those hammer-ons. One more time. Song in this style. This one's one I learned from the singing of Bascom Lamar Lunsford of Asheville, North Carolina, a really great old-time banjo player and singer. The song is called Swannoa Tunnel, and it's got one chord in it that we haven't done yet. It's an E minor chord, and if you look at the diagram, you'll see that all it is your second finger plays the fourth string second fret. That's that spot you were hammering on so much. And then your third finger plays the first string second fret, just an octave above that, and the chord sounds like this. That's an E minor chord. It's the relative minor in the key of G. And the nice thing about that E minor chord is that with the addition of your first finger picking the or rather fretting the second string first fret, you have your C chord, which is your four chord in the key of G, and that would complete your basic chords in that key. So if you just practice the E minor and the C, you'll be all set with your chords for the key of G, at least for the time being. Let's try Swannoa Tunnel now, and you'll hear how this one sounds. This is nice and slow and mournful. And once again, the picking is going to be the same with the right hand, but we're going to add that that new chord, the E minor, and then we'll pick some melody on this one too. Asheville Junction, Swannoa Tunnel. All caved in, buddy, all caved in. I'm going back to Swannoa Tunnel. That's my home, buddy, that's my home. Asheville Junction, Swannoa Tunnel.
caved in, buddy, all caved in.
Let's go back now to the first song we did on these, on the first side of this tape, My Home's Across the Smoky Mountains, and just together pick out the melody of that using the same techniques. Now this one starts on the second string, and at one point you're going to have to go up to the fifth fret on the second string in order to get a note that ordinarily you could get on the first string, but since we're using the first string as a drone, and you can't really very effectively play the first string with your thumb in this style, we're going to just move up to the fifth fret on the second string. Well, here it is. Let me play it for you, and you'll hear how it goes. I ought to say that I'm doing a little more hammering on in this version of it, just to give you a feeling of how the hammering on will influence the phrasing of the song you're playing. So follow along with the tablature and then try doing these things on your own. Okay, My Home's Across the Smoky Mountains. Number of songs that can be played in this style, and a lot of learning these songs is going to be up to you. I can show you some of the songs that I like to sing and give you an idea of how they should be played, but it's up to you to get song books and listen to records and try to increase your repertoire in these old-time mountain songs, which I think have a strength and a power in them that few other kinds of music do. So, as I say, get some songbooks. A lot of the songs that I learned come from the reprints from Sing Out, which are only $1 a piece, and Sing Out magazine puts them out. And there are, I think, 11 or 12 volumes, and they're just packed with good songs to learn. But there are lots of other songbooks, too, and the record stores usually, the larger ones anyway, have Folkways or Arhuli Records, which have good mountain music. And anytime there's an old-time banjo picker around, you should go to try to see him. Let's close out the tape with one more song. And this one will give you a little more practice with your chord changes, especially the G to C to D7, which I didn't mention too much of, but of course, as in any instrument, your chord changes, your left hand is just as important as your right hand, so you really need practice with that too. So here's a song that was recorded years ago by the Carter family and some other people called The Cannonball, and it'll get your left hand into practice. Here's your strum. Okay, here we go. Starch my overalls, I'm boarding that train they call the Cannonball from Buffalo, Washington.
tongue. My baby left me, she even took my shoes. Didn't leave me nothing but them long, lonesome blues. Now she's gone, solid gone. I'm going north, my baby, going north this fall. And if my luck don't change, I won't be back at all. My honey babe, leaving you.
That's the idea. I'll send along some extra verses for the song, so you can keep doing that. And I sure hope you enjoyed this first tape. I really enjoy teaching banjo and playing it, too. So go over all this material, and when you feel ready, go on to the next tape. Until then, this is Happy Traum saying keep picking that banjo, and I'll be seeing you.